Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voiceover voice and also video call voice as well. That's what we've been talking about for the past week or 10 days or so. So go back to the start of these short daily podcasts if you want to hear more about how to sound better, how to appear better on Zoom calls and FaceTime and Skype at webinars, maybe through the office or just with family and friends and so on, and how you can sound better. Because if you sound better, you're going to be much more confident, much more relaxed. Your message is likely to be got over better as well. And all of that, of course, helps. It's a cycle. It is the circle of life, as we've said before. If you are more confident, your voice will sound better. And if your voice sounds better, then you'll feel more confident and so on. Today, why video calls lead to vocal loading. The tech and the protocol of video conferencing means that, well, kind of a bit of a sum up of what we spoke about a couple of days ago, talking to people we can see and hear but aren't physically with, and so we can't see their full body language. That's another problem that we've got, that incongruity of not actually seeing people we're talking to, or only partly seeing them. We just see them from the shoulders up, usually, so we can't necessarily see their full body language. The now disrupted turn-taking rhythm that we're used to in a conversation, whether it be on the phone or in real life, which is much more instantaneous, of course, in both situations, and working out the protocol if several people talk at once and how to give away. How to give way, I should say. And also because then your mics are muted and come in a bit later and you talk over each other, and then you're trying to say verbally, no after you, no after you, and so on. You're not sure if you're talking, whether you should hold the ground or give way, all sorts of things going on. How we can do work and school and church and a quiz with friends and talk with grandparents or the doctor, all while sitting in the same chair at the same desk, and sometimes switching from one to another without even getting out of the chair. And so as everything is in the same format, a meeting with friends can actually feel like work. I mean, yeah, you're talking about fun things, but you've set it up just like your appraisal meeting or your meeting with your colleagues at work. Do you see what I mean? That kind of incongruity, that you can be sharing something really personal with some people and not with other people, and yet you're in exactly the same space, exactly the same chair, same background, same tech, but you've got to use another voice and you've got to be really careful what kind of situation you're in. And as I say, coping with the audio delays and the buffering and the automatic mic cutouts and the extra noises of children and pets and unmuted mics and broken feeds and friends and colleagues who don't join on time, don't know how to mute or unmute or turn video on and off or send messages on the current video chat platform of choice, all of which adds to mental tension, skeletal stress and vocal loading, meaning you're less communicatively confident. So how can we get those communication and confidence skills back? I've got some video call voice confidence tricks, which I'm going to be sharing with you tomorrow as we conclude this short series within a series on video calls as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.